Psalm 54. Now, the Psalms have titles, and some of them are really helpful. Now, this is, we're told, when the people of Ziph came to Saul and said to him, David's hiding himself with us. Now, there was David on the run from Saul, staying with the people of Ziph, and they go and grass on him. They dub him into Saul. They say, hey, Saul, come quickly. He's with us. It's horrible when you're betrayed, when you can't trust people, when people do nasty things to you. And that's what happened to poor David. And what does he say? Save me, O God, by your name, and judge me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my life. They've not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who support my soul. So, in that sort of situation, when people have really let you down, and the people you thought were your friends have really turned against you, well, what do? You can get so angry with them that you just are terribly miserable and upset. But in fact, David sets a great example of sharing his feelings with God. And you see that a lot of prayer is not simply, oh God, do this for me, do that for me. It's sharing with God our situation, even though God knows all about it. He will reward evil to my enemies, so cut them off in your truth. But I will freely sacrifice unto you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he's delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. So I think he's thinking back and thinking, well, what on earth am I going to do now? But then he thinks, well, in the past, God always saved me. And we're very ungrateful people, unfortunately. We're all inclined to be ungrateful. We're inclined to forget what God has done for us, and he's done very great things for us. And so David is telling himself as he's in this crisis, what shall I do? And he says, well, God has delivered me out of all trouble. He's always, in the end, come through for me. And so as your life goes on and you have these crises in your life, that is all from God. It's to learn. So yeah, he was with me then, he was with me then, he was with me then. But we mustn't forget that. We must keep on being grateful so that when the next crisis comes, we think, yeah, he's been a great God to me all my life long.